Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. So this week, I was presented with a quandary of a question, one that I will be working through these coming weeks. It is to help polish my understanding of the intersection of where leadership and spiritual formation combined, a concept that I'm not unfamiliar with, but one that needs to be examined, explored, recalibrated, and poured onto this ever-changing path of life that I am walking on. The question that was asked of me, which I, in turn, present to you, the question is, what is a lodestar question? What is my lodestar question? And it helps understand what a lodestar is. It is a guiding inquiry that serves as a steady reference point, like the North Star, for a person's journey, especially during times of discernment, of transition, and of deep reflection. In the religious and spiritual context, a lodestar question often arises at the intersection of vocation, of service, and the search for God or truth. It may be both inspirational and agitating, serving as a companion on our journey rather than the destination. I understand this concept, and I can see where it can be a helpful exercise. In more practical terms for today, I'm applying this definition to when we finish one chapter of our life and look toward the future. It can be a journey full of anticipation and preparation. It might also make us feel agitated and feel aspiration, and we might even feel unsettled when we think about what our next steps might be. Luckily for you, you don't have to answer this question by tonight, where I have to. Not that fun. So wherever we may be feeling, it is important to note that we are all on some sort of journey. And it doesn't hurt occasionally to examine where we are currently finding ourselves, then asking ourselves, where is this where I want to be? Within this process, we can examine what God might be churning up under the surface, along with asking ourselves, how do we get to this discovery? We find ourselves unpacking our backpack to see what is no longer essential to carry and what might be essential. What might we need to add to our backpacks for this next part of our journey? Understanding that the next phase we may find ourselves adventuring on, that we might need new equipment. It might be helpful for us to remember that a guiding star isn't a new way of having guidance. Throughout our written history and in the letters sent from the disciples to the communities, to the growing churches, they talked about guiding stars. One that is leading to new communities to be welcomed into and lead to the establishment of the many tribes of the sons of Abraham. Each one, when either witnesses or those who were recounting what they saw happen around Christ and that journey that he was taking, and that he shared a new understanding and new relationship with God. A relationship that brought about freedom to do what is being asked of them, but not tied as closely to the law that was once required. Further exploration on this journey, we focus on the letters of Galatians sent by Paul. We pick up on the discovery of a powerful message about the perfection of faith, tied to the relationship with God, and wrapping that faith is no longer only tied to the ancient laws of that their ancestors lived under. In Christ, all these divisions were no longer, because of Christ fulfilling the law and uniting all people. It allowed the communities whom the disciples went out to and established to be included as children of God, seeking to live out the unity found in the relationship with Christ to be an inclusive community. They had found themselves in a place of uncertainty and the need to change because one chapter of their lives was coming to an end. Paul explored with them their blossoming relationship with Christ by faith. Including in this is the concept of grace and being justified. The gift of grace and justification were received in their baptism into the family of God, where all were made right in the sight of God and called to live by faith, no longer tied just to the law. No longer was their justification solely by the acts of work, which had been tied into the ancient law, leaving them with the work of questioning and seeking answers of how to live as a community with those unlike them. These ideas presented to and are made available to us are not as far out as one might think they are. They were examined by Luther and reinterpreted because of the meaning being justified by faith through grace had become distorted. Luther began seeking a different type of relationship with God through Christ than the one that was being presented to him. He had several lodestar questions throughout his exploring, the discovering, and sharing of his theology, a theology that spoke not of new ideas, but ones of being rediscovered and having historical roots, roots that fed from Christ's invitation into the waters of baptism, waters that freed us from the works tied to the law, roots filled with grace that guided Luther in answering the questions he had, roots that are still available to be grafted onto, streams used to feed and guide us on our journeys, guiding stars that point us to our baptism when we need to be reminded and renewed of the promises given to us through our relationship with Christ, a shared baptism that makes us one body in Christ. However, it doesn't erase our differences or our uniqueness that we were created with. Rather, it enhances our uniqueness because when we share our gifts, gifts that aren't all hands and feet, but all the essential parts of the body, especially the spleen, which you might have heard when asked one point in college, who wants to be hands and feet? My friend and I said, we want to be the spleen, because it's all essential. It is in our uniqueness that we build ourselves in our relationship with God, a sense of great enthusiasm, sharing the gifts within us to enable new ways of encountering, creating, and sharing peace of God's love. It means sharing and entrusting the gift of salvation and justice for all created children. Merging all this to help formulate and guide us, not discounting or minimizing the law given to us, but instead of setting them as the only way to be in relationship with God, we use them as a diagnostic tool, interpreting them through the lens of grace, which brings freedom to explore and discover what we want to be in an all-inclusive community. Grace that frees us from the one-dimensional view we may have of our relationship with God, opening for us the paths that encourage us to always be growing, transforming, and reforming, taking these discoveries or reminders of what we have been to help formulate for ourselves our guiding questions or question. So what does this mean for us? For us, it means this green growing time of summer to reuse it to recount all that we've learned within this chapter of our lives and ponder if this chapter is done or if there's more for you to do before you start the next one. For our graduates, college students, retired teachers, our parents, and all of us who have found ourselves in a time of transition, a time and a place that we can use to recalibrate, a place to be renewed and see how your relationship with God has changed throughout all the years, holding on to the truths that you are amazing, you're capable, you're chosen, you're never alone, always loved, you are beautiful, victorious, enough, you're created and strong. Wherever God will lead you, has led you, and is leading you, I pray that you remain open to the grabbing his hand to see where you are being led. Amen. Please join me in a quick prayer. Gracious God, awaken your spirit within us as we begin and continue on this adventure. We pray that we hold nothing back and to learn to find ease in taking the risk that we may be called to take. We also ask that we find a new rhythm and a new delight when our courage is kindled. We ask this all in your precious name, Lord. Amen.